The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? On location. Yeah. For the first time ever, Crosstalk Unhinged. We are recording this from Legends in Woodridge right before our big broadcast and our Football Friday broadcast brought to you by Blue Chew.
My dream is to someday do the four. And Waddle's gone. That's why it's Carmen Yurk with Toby today.
He's not like he's not dead. He's out of town.
No,
right?
Would that be misinterpreted somehow?
He's no
Waddle's
longer,
out of town. Waddle's gone today.
Waddle's gone.
He's no longer with us.
Carm, he's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone, Carm.
No, Waddle is at BC for Parents Weekend. So, but my dream is to one day the four of us be doing a Crosstalk Unhinged. As you just said, this is the first time we're ever out and about doing it.
Out and about.
In front of a live audience at the Chicago Theater across the street. Can we get that popular, guys? Can we sell out the Chicago Theater across the street and do a live Crosstalk Unhinged?
The answer is fuck no. I don't. How are we going to sell out the...
Geez, Sylvie. I mean, I thought you were going to say, of course, Carm.
I mean, let's shoot for something smaller, right, first
well,
of all.
Well, that's not a huge venue. I didn't say the United Center. I mean, I know we're not going to fucking sell out the United Center. But, like, I mean, you know, it's about 5,000 people. Could we do that?
I think we should shoot for, like, a theater of about 500.
What about...
Maybe 1,000 at the
all
most.
Right. Okay.
What
all
do you
right.
think, Yurk?
I mean, I'd say the Chicago Theater is something really to kind of aim for.
See?
The balcony.
We shoot big, Sylvie.
Yeah. I want to close down State Street, and I want to work out at a Chicago Theater doing a show.
You know what? You'd be right at home. It'd feel like a White Sox game.
Well,
at the Chicago
Theater.
Oh, real funny.
Well,
funny
listen,
guy.
Well,
I sell about
dancers.
A third of it.
If we're lucky.
Guys, you got to have dancers, though. You got to have entertainment in between for the commercial breaks.
Of course.
That's right.
They won't hear it. You got to bring the dancing crew on. You know?
Sylvie was worried. He goes,
maybe
he goes,
some cello. Or some flutes.
We don't have the PA up here at the bar, but like people that are sitting close enough to the table at Legends can hear us. And Sylvie goes, "Should we make an announcement?" Well, all of a sudden, we're just starting dropping fucking shit. And I'm like, "Yeah, no, I think it's all right."
Northy's here too.
North's here. He's going to get some food.
Yeah, I was saying a legend at Legends, but he was saying. Since when can you not say fuck at a bar?
Well,
you know what
on.
I mean? Like, we're sitting at a bar.
Right.
Why can't we say shit at a bar?
But I do want to peruse the room. I want to take a look at the room.
No
and,
kids.
You know, and usually, right, exactly. You're looking for children's first. And if there's any of them in here, you kind of want to be a tad bit cautious. Then usually most gentlemen would be concerned using foul language around ladies.
Not anymore.
Okay. And, you know, we got one right up top here. We got a table of two, so a couple of young ladies. You'd want to be somewhat cautious and make sure that any use of the word of profanity is aptly placed. You know, it's not just like run of the mill, just throwing it out there for the sake of throwing out there. It needs to be there really to give a little punch to the point that you're making.
Yeah. Hopefully, they seem to be engaged in conversation anyway.
They do.
I don't think they even know we exist.
Which is fine.
Which is okay.
I'm used to that at a bar with a table
with
of ladies.
With girls?
acting like I don't exist.
Reminds you of college, doesn't it?
Reminds us of our single days.
Of 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 12 years ago.
Exactly.
What are you talking about, man? They used to tell me they used to sling it out there, kid.
Well, you,
Sylvie'd get out there, man. You were taking thousands of shots before you obviously found the right one and settled down.
Right. Every hitter, the success rate is 30%.
Well, that's the best ever.
You know what I mean?
It's a numbers game, right?
Yeah.
It's a numbers game.
You got to get to the plate.
You ask 300 ladies to go home with you that night, one of them, bound to be in a drunken stupor or with bad vision, is going to say yes.
Yeah, that's your single. Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But it is nice to kind of do it out of the studio, the three of us.
And, of course, Carmen, right after doing the gambling show.
We did the odds couple.
The odds
Mike and I did a live. It was nice to have
the
Mike out of the house.
It's got a name. Odds Couple.
I couldn't pull it for a
second.
Oh,
it's the gambling
show. It's
all right.
He had a brain fart. It's fine.
My brain is fucked. I haven't played football.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's
you haven't even been concussed.
Oh, my
well, I'm
goodness.
Sure we've all been concussed a time or two. But
I tried to concuss them.
Names have been, like, so hard for me.
Really?
Like, I could describe an athlete. And I could tell Waddle everything about that athlete.
But you can't
he went
name?
To this school. He hit this in 2017. He won the MVP here. What the fuck's his name?
Really?
That's how I kind of am with some, like.
You better ask Zetterman, like, what supplement you should be taking.
I know.
Alpha Brain. He's got
been
he takes this stuff called Alpha Brain.
What he does?
Yeah. He swears by it. He loves it. I've tried it a couple times. I found no difference. He made it sound like all of a sudden you were going to be like Bradley Cooper in Limitless, you know.
Yeah.
Danny, the minute you take it, you'll be doing equations and theorems, and you'll be you'll write a new regression algorithm, and you'll beat the stock market. And I'm like, really? Well, why aren't you doing all those things? You know, no, I'm super focused. Really? Not by what I've seen and what I've asked. But so then I bought it and I started taking it, and he's like, it's amazing, isn't it? And I'm like, I don't know.
You can't
really
tell, can you?
I didn't tell any difference. No.
It's at the Cubs games, you know, the number one commercial on Marquee is Prevagen. Have you seen
I've
this?
I've seen those. Like that's like a prescription thing, isn't it? Where the old people, they're like,
I mean, that's what
you
I
know,
mean.
Walking down the beach.
Is that the market audience for Cubs games now?
I don't
know. Has that always been?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't. Well, baseball's got an old audience.
They do.
Baseball's got a very old
it's
audience.
It's old and crusty.
So then what happened? So then Odds Couple is ending. And then you panicked. What the hell happened?
No. I went to say hi to Danny, our buddy from Whistle Pig. And he was sitting here with the buddy. And I saw him, and I knew they were going to get leaving soon. I wanted to go say hi. And so I got up to go say hi to Danny.
He set a snare trap with his own headset.
And I didn't realize that the cord was wrapped around my foot. I mean, it was like wrapped around, and I yanked all the equipment, and Mike had a Diet Coke on the table. That went tumbling.
Yeah, my bad. That's exactly what you did. I mean,
I made it kind of a mess. I felt bad.
You look like Snared Hassenpfeffer right there.
I know. I told Nico.
Like a bunny rabbit. That wasn't going to get away.
Nico runs Legends where we are here. I said, dude, I'm sorry. But he was like, oh, stop it. It's fine. He came over. They were cleaning it up, but I did make
it's
a mess.
It's not the first time they've cleaned up a spill, I'm sure.
But from the host of the show today.
I feel bad. I know. It was an accident. I didn't know the cord was around my foot.
You're all right. This is a home game for you. You're about 20 minutes away.
Not even. Barely 20 minutes.
Is this right by your where you grew up?
Yes, it is like 2 miles from where my mom and dad live.
I went down and said hello to Don over at Seven Bridges.
Yes, did you?
Yeah, of course. Of course I did.
Seven Bridges
gentleman.
Right behind us.
I go into somebody's neighborhood in their backyard, and I don't stop to say hello.
Yeah, nice.
Especially a wonderful partner like these guys, Seven Bridges. I mean, what am I?
That's very nice.
What am I, Animale?
No, you're not Animale. We're not going to get a divorce. We're not Animale.
Jeez, I mean, what do you think's happening?
So you're making
there?
Stops to say hi to people because you're in the neighborhood?
In the neighborhood.
Like just random drop
ins.
It's like the Sebastian Maniscalco bit.
It's one
like
of our
Yurko
partners.
Still just pops
That's
in.
Right.
You know?
I pop in. Don't need an invitation.
Come on in.
That doorbell with that.
You want some Senka?
You know, I told them we're here.
You want coffee?
I invited them over for a cocktail. I said, Carmen would be happy to pick it up. I said, not a problem.
What, a cocktail?
Yeah, you'd be able to pick up his tab for him. Carmen would be happy to do that.
Very nice.
I'll pick up a tab, sure.
Of course, I volunteered your service.
I am not cocktailing today.
I'm not cocktailing either.
I'm running a race tomorrow, so I'm not cocktailing.
I was a full bottle of wine into the football game last night.
Full bottle?
Well, that's what I do. What are you going to put it in their fridge?
Save it on Thursday night?
With one glass left? I mean, you got to finish that thing up.
So do you do that? Is that like a fun Thursday night thing for you because it's Thursday night football? Get a bottle of wine? That's fine.
I've always liked Thursday because it gets you to the weekend.
I normally like.
You strive for Thursday instead of striving for Friday.
You get juiced up. You get juiced up nicely.
So my more normal tradition on Thursdays for Thursday Night Football is I'm working, preparing for the show, preparing for Odds Couple with me and Mike. I always have my computer. I'm doing work. I'm watching the game. I like to cocktail. I'll make a couple of old fashions, and I'll do that. I didn't last night because I'm going clean until tomorrow night.
I'm going clean this week. 48
clean
hour?
Week because I'm running a race tomorrow, so I just want to do a clean week of alcohol.
What
so
kind of race?
Just short. Tomorrow. It's just a 5K, but I want my time to be great.
Okay,
so
that's 3.1 miles.
Yeah, it's easy, but it's no.
What are you going to crack the 20-minute barrier? Or what are you
I won't crack 20
21?
Minutes.
21? What are we going? 7-minute miles here?
What do you think? 24?
Oh, 24. Stop it.
Are you? I said 20, 21. You looked at me like I was a Neanderthal.
No, 21.
I'm giving you a little bit of leeway.
You are a Neanderthal.
I'm just giving you some leeway. play.
I'd like to be. I'd like to be close. Remember, it's 3.1. Right. So I'd like to be somewhere close to 22. Yeah, 22 minutes. I'd like to be right around 22.
So we'll put the over under at 22. See, yeah. We'll take some wagers. We'll see if Carmen makes it.
I'd like to do that. And so I wanted a clean alcohol free week. Yeah.
We'll take the first 10 callers. They're either going to say you're going to be under or going to be over, and we'll give away a nice one of those ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago 1000 plastic cups.
I like that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, hand them out to the winners.
We can do better than a plastic cup.
What for? What do you mean do better? Why would you need to do better
than a plastic cup?
Than a plastic cup? Yeah.
What other thing do you need? I mean, that's what you hold
maybe
your cocktails
in, right?
We can at least get a T-shirt.
I don't see any T-shirts out here.
We got sweatshirts. I'm sure Miller Lite usually provides
some
Bear stuff.
That's
yeah.
a good one, Chicago
Look at
Bears.
That. The Miller Lite Bears gear is great.
All I need is a plastic cup. I mean, some guys want more, I guess.
Yeah, well, you need a little something more. To win a prize,
you
I think
usually
you need,
need the
maybe,
stipend.
Maybe
I mean, now all of a sudden you're a cup guy.
Don't worry. It's a four-hour show today. Don't worry.
What does that mean? Did you ask for a comp day?
I don't ask for that. It's automatic.
He demands.
It's automatic.
Cha-ching.
Maybe I ought to bring a
Mike's face.
Maybe I ought to bring the CBA in here, you know? Maybe I ought to bring that over to see what the contract
So
is.
I get a comp day for today?
No, it's my personal services contract.
Oh, geez. What a
Yeah, I don't know
guy.
What to tell you, kid. I'm at 3 hours. That's what it is.
Well, you just said the CBA. That's the collective bargaining.
Well, I meant my personal services contract.
I mean,
PSC.
Isn't it amazing that if Waddle or I are out, more so Waddle, that they got to go to Carmen and Yurko because one of us isn't good enough. A sub isn't good enough.
It's
you got to go to the star power of Carmen and Yurko.
Sure.
Yeah, two to replace one.
If we're out on the road.
You think that's what it is?
Two to replace one. And how come when you're there, half the time they don't even want a sub? When you leave?
That's not
Sylvie.
What
Waddle. No, you guys, the last
time. No, when Sylvie leaves, they just let Waddle take over.
No, that's we did bullshit. The three of us. Yeah, that is bullshit.
And Michael Jordan.
We did
and
it at
Waddle
George.
Was just talking
it
about
that. It was me,
that.
Yurko, and Waddle. That's right.
Waddle.
That was on Cinco de Mayo. That was fun.
And that's the day he got COVID. He didn't get it that day. I had already had it. I infected him.
Yeah.
I was out with COVID.
I wonder
COVID.
How.
So he had not tested positive yet. And he told me yesterday on the air, he said, the first 2 hours of that show. Well, we were in the same room, and we're close together.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the next day on the was that a Friday show or was that a Thursday?
Whatever Cinco de Mayo was
I think
was
it was
in
a
here.
Thursday.
Okay.
And so I remember then, I think when we got into the studio the next day on Friday.
He was gone.
He was gone. And Danny even said, he came up and he goes, Waddle's fucking got COVID. And I was like, oh, shit. Me and Yurko and Waddle were at a small little table at
right
Michael Jordan's. And I for 4 hours, and I'm like, well, we're all going to fucking have it now. I never got it after
that.
That's
good.
Though. Yeah.
That's good. But Waddle was saying, like, the first 2 hours, he was having the time of his life. And he said the last 2 hours, he's like, oh, shit, I'm sick.
He felt the COVID set in, like, start of the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, maybe it was too much Yurko, or maybe it was COVID setting in. I'm not sure.
God. One of the two.
We did have a fun day that day, though. But, no, Sylvie's right. When one goes, it's like two has to replace one.
Oh, yeah. This has happened for years, like they bring in the cavalry for Waddle, you know what I mean? Like when Waddle goes down. And then I'm glad you brought up the race. I don't know if you guys saw this, it was in the Tribune today. There was a half marathon in the city last week. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. Why'd they shorten it?
First of all, your half marathon is what? It's 13.1 miles.
13.1
right?
miles, yeah.
Right. So you shorten it, and I saw the map that they had mapped out. I guess somebody went and did it with the little doohickey and found out that it wasn't
half a marathon. 13.1?
And if you're a runner, you're running a half marathon, you get a time. Hey, look, one of my best times ever.
It was shorter.
It was shorter than 13.1.
Right.
They didn't tell the participants.
No.
So what happened was, this is a big controversy.
Did they know
that they shortened it a couple days before.
Right.
The city came to them and said, look. The route's not going to work for whatever reason. The city, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
And the city comes to them, and so they're like, all right, we got to shorten this thing. And it was like 12.5. They shortened it to 12.3. And like this,
they're running by almost a mile.
Yeah, they're running their personal best by like 2 minutes.
Like there's a guy
who's drunk.
There's a guy who beat his personal best by several minutes.
Yeah,
and he's like,
he thought he was a hero.
All these participants, people came in from other states. People were using this to qualify for other half marathons
are
bigger.
Or bigger marathons,
And they never told them. And oh, now they're giving them, like, some sort of a discount for a future event. Why would you ever want to go to a future event?
Why would you ever come here to Chicago and trust the distance ever again?
That's
Can you imagine that?
I mean, listen, Khalid Kanucci. I want to go. Let's measure the course again for Khalid Kanucci.
That's the one short there.
Like, the Chicago course usually sets up well for runners, whether they're here or they come in from out of town, because it's relatively flat. It's why the record's been set a lot in Chicago.
Flat.
Like, you've got to qualify for Boston for a reason, because it's so hilly. New York's pretty hilly from what I understand. One of my brothers did New York, and he was like, he was shocked at how, like, when you're running up, when you go up over the bridges, and he's like, it was hard. It was a lot harder. Berlin, I think, I don't know the topography of Berlin. I've never been, but I think Berlin's a little bit hillier, if I'm not mistaken. So, like, Chicago's usually a place where the record gets set a lot, so now it's shorter, and it's already a slightly easier, I say easier, it's a long race, even a half marathon, obviously, it's a lot of miles, because it's so flat. So that's like brutal to find out.
Yeah, not a lot of elevation change on the streets of Chicago.
Not a ton. The one thing I'll say when I did the Chicago Triathlon,
that aren't man-made. I mean, there are. Like, if you're driving on a road, you've got to go over a bridge. That's man-made.
I was always surprised when I did the Chicago Triathlon at how hilly Lakeshore Drive seemed to be. When you've only ever been doing 40 in your car on Lakeshore Drive, and then you're biking it.
A lot of people say that,
I was like, whoa. I'm like, what? Yeah. And you can't practice
that. Is that fun to do, biking the drive? Have you done the bike?
I've only done the marathon, the triathlon.
Okay.
The bike for the Chicago Tri is on the inside lanes on Lakeshore Drive. You loop twice. You go from like where you shoot up on kind of like Ohio, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, and then you go to Foster back down, and then you make two loops. And I remember thinking, like, I've never been on my bike on one of the lanes on Lakeshore Drive. I was like, whoa, fuck, this is hilly, man. Yeah. It's like, and I hate the bike part of triathlons. It's why I don't do more of them.
Really?
Hate the bike.
More than swimming?
Yeah, I hate the bike. The swim sucks because you get kicked in the face and shit, but I hate biking. I hate it. I hate training for it, and I hate the bike.
Why?
I don't exercise on the bike.
Biking seems so fast.
I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't do well in it. And I remember, you know, you get to a certain, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's with these hills on Lakeshore Drive? I'm like, this is crazy.
I'm like, are we ever going to finish this damn bike ride? What's
about
an hour on the bike?
Like an hour, I don't bike fast, so for me it was slow. Yeah, you're on the bike. I was on the bike for like an hour and 15 minutes or something.
Does your bike have like a ringer on it? Like Pee Wee Herman?
A ringer on it.
Yeah. Oh, it does. You have a ringer? What about a horn?
It doesn't have a horn. When I bought my road bike, I went in, because I don't bike a lot.
Right.
I went in and I literally like kind of said to the salesman as he approached, I said, I am here to buy your least cheapest expensive road bike that you have. I said, don't try to upsell me. I hate bikes. I hate biking. I want your cheapest bike. And he literally looked at me and he goes, okay, I'll show you. $675. I'm like, thank you. These guys who do these competitively, their racing bikes are
$2,000.
$2,000. They're like $6,000. Yeah. I'm like, I want your cheapest
$6,000 for
racing
a bike, that you have to make move?
Oh, yeah. They're like $6,000.
Does it have an engine in it?
It's got it weighs as much as it weighs less than this glass of water.
I barely want to spend $2,000 on golf clubs.
I want your cheapest bike, and so that's what I bought. I bought the cheapest racing bike.
$700 seems a lot. I mean,
for a racing bike.
I'm just saying, like, for someone like me whose bicycle just sits in the garage all summer, I take it out once or twice.
Right.
And then that's fucking it.
Yeah. That's what I use it for now. I mean, like, I don't know if I'll ever do a triathlon again, to be honest. Maybe like a sprint or a half.
Oh, you never know. Yeah.
But, you know, I've done a couple of the sprints, but, you know, I don't know if I'll even do that. So my bike is like you. When we go riding with the kids, that's it.
Yeah, my kids.
Riding around town.
You know, the kids these days, you know, we've always complained about how different they are because of what they're growing up with the technology. Like, our entertainment was we'd have to get out of the house.
Yeah.
The world didn't come to us. We had to go to the world.
Right.
We had to take the bike out and go to our friends.
You had to go to the park, meet the kids from all the other schools.
Like, our ticket to the world and to a bigger world was our bicycle.
Yep.
Because then we got to go to other parks and we got to go to other neighborhoods and everything. They don't give a shit anymore.
No.
And Mason learned how to ride a bike late. He bought a new bike for his birthday, and he's probably been on it 4 times.
Wow, that's it, huh?
That's it.
My kids.
And Broxy's got no.
But we do have to nudge them. You're right. Sylvie's right. Like, when we were kids, there was no nudging. You were on your bike and you were gone. We sort of have to nudge them. Like, hey, go to so-and-so's house and see if he wants to play, or go to the park and play football, or, like, get on your bike and kind of go.
We played running bases out front. That's what we did. The neighborhood kids so all great. Got together and played running bases. That's what you did.
But you rode your bike to your buddy's house probably.
Well,
a lot.
We or walked to the park. It was only 2.5 blocks away. You walked to the park. It was Cal City. It was 1970s. Nobody cared.
They have to sort of be forced to go out a little
bit. Past eight bars on my way to Memorial Park.
Of course.
Ray's Tavern, Tubbs Pub, Mike's PVI, High Swager, Jock's Pub. It's nonstop. Adolph's.
Was Vicky's
Jonesy. The Vicky's was on the opposite corner, okay. So we didn't pass that on the way to the park.
I got you.
Silver Slipper, the Calumet City Hunting and Fishing Club.
How many of them are there now?
Spiders. Are you crazies?
How many of them are there now?
They bought them out. The city bought most of them out. You probably got about a handful of bars still left.
Yeah.
Tombstone Pizza's left. All the
Tombstone,
all the fancy joints that need it. The Applebee's. You know, they have the restaurants that have the liquor licenses out there, but the neighborhood bars
are all gone.
They tore Vicky's, Tubbs Pub, Ray's down. The Maggie's, they tore down. They tore everything down.
It's a shame.
There went your tax base, though. When your tax base went, what do you think went else? Everybody gone.
That's what we used to do. We just would go to the park and we'd figure out what to do. One day it was running bases, like Yurko said. Sometimes it would be fast pitch.
Yep.
Sometimes we'd get that fucking can and we'd
kick
the can. And everyone would hide and you go, you know, I mean, that's all we needed, a park and a flattened can.
You almost can't expect kids to be entertained by that anymore because there's too much for them. There's too many devices and there's too much out there.
It's all here.
Yeah.
How do you bring everybody out? Sylvie, like at the end of kick the can when you call everybody back
come
in.
Out,
Ollie something.
Yeah.
Ollie oxen for you.
Boom,
yeah.
There we go. Calls everybody back into the can and you start a new session because invariably you're looking around and you say, I see little Chucky over by that, you know, by the gutter, and you pound
and
the can.
And then you race him.
And he's supposed to, you know, if they kick the can before you get back to it, he won't come out now.
I mean, like,
I got you by the gutter. He goes, but I moved. I go, it doesn't matter. I saw you by the gutter. I got you in the can. Get over here.
Try explaining kick the can to a kid today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, look at you like
hey, guys,
you're an
idiot. Here's the game. We'll tell you how to play. You guys
could have been. Listen, we played when we were five and we're playing with the 13-year-old kids.
Yes.
All inclusive.
That's crazy.
Everybody's invited. Boys, girls, it didn't make a difference. Everybody's invited to play.
And then you got made fun of, and then you got used to making.
You got kids. Mocked.
You got used to be made fun of, so that way you had a thicker skin, right?
Also motivated you not to get caught.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, they're going to make fun of me again. Little fat Johnny got caught again.
Yeah.
Sitting by the can hoping for my buddies to come set me free.
It's a different world, boys.
Yeah.
It totally different.
We're very old.
What did you guys, speaking of the neighborhood, what did you guys make, and I can't wait for Yurko's comments on this, of Cap bringing my wife up in the bedroom the other day unsolicited.
Wow.
Can you believe this
It's a little out of line.
I think as you go down the commandments, thou shall not covet is in there somewhere.
Well,
here's how it happened. For those who don't know, I worked with Hoodie at the golf outing because we don't golf, and Waddle worked with Cap, and I was off for the holiday on Monday for Rosh Hashanah. So I was all bottled up on Tuesday because I still had these overwhelming Justin Fields
thoughts.
Oh, shit thoughts.
You didn't get it out on Monday. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I had to get it out. Hoodie was holding me.
So you're all backed up.
I'm all backed up. And then Hoodie brought it up to the Cap's attention on Wednesday. Boy, Sylvie was really backed up.
Yeah.
All bottled up because of the Bears' thoughts and because of the holiday. He goes, and then Cap goes, are you sure it's because of the Bears?
Oh.
Is Allie taking care of him in the bedroom?
Yeah, it's a little
I thought that was going over the line.
Yeah, it's a little over the. It's a little over the line.
Because
it was
Doesn't that violate rule number three?
What's rule number three again?
You know what it is.
A fight club.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Oh, that rule number three. Don't be.
Yeah,
you
that
can say
rule
asshole.
Number three.
We're on Unhinged.
I understand, but I'm
Let's
a gentleman.
Be careful.
The neighbors here, you know.
I thought it was though. We don't talk about Fight Club.
We don't talk about Fight Club. But rule number three is don't be an AA.
Yeah,
right?
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
That's our boss's rule.
Yes, that's
not my rule.
That's Keith's rule.
Yeah, it's the big boy rule.
But he should. Next time we get together, he should put the three rules up and say rule number one is we don't talk about Fight Club.
Right. Let me ask
just to fuck around with everybody.
So were you upset that it was mentioned?
I thought
what was your reaction?
To go there unsolicited and then to bring up that she does need to take care of me.
Like she doesn't. So the assumption is that she doesn't?
That she doesn't, or that, like, that's what the woman's place in this world is.
Oh,
is the Archie Bunker thing. You know
Cap's
what I mean?
A little older.
You might be stretching that a little bit.
He might be thinking that that's the woman's
place.
That's
a serious insinuation. Yes.
Allie's pissed, and he stops Allie all the time in the neighborhood.
She's going to flip him off?
She's going to let him have it.
Well, let him know.
I told her and the boys they're going to someone needs to shit in a bag and then ring his doorbell.
I can just imagine Allie when
make
she
sure, makes sure they light the bag
she
on
gets
fire.
All hot and bothered. She'll go, hey, listen here, Q-tip. You know,
I wonder.
You keep your you. You know?
Do they still do the shit in the bag and light it on fire prank?
I don't know.
Because of ring.
You can come in there, you know.
But what a shame. You can't do the light the bag of shit on fire anymore. I mean, come on. These kids can't have any fun. Stupid ring.
Used to be wrong to wear a hood and a mask. Now people just wearing hoods and masks all the time. Doesn't make a difference. You put one of them bad boys on, they don't know who the hell you are at the front door.
Did you guys hear about the latest porch pirate thing going on?
Porch pirate, people that steal Amazon stuff off of your porch.
Right. The porch pirate is exactly that. The packages get delivered now in record numbers, and then they get even higher during holiday.
Yeah.
And then people just come. They're brazen, and they just come, and they take them away.
Motherfuckers.
Even with a ring doorbell. So this one couple had enough of it, and they then started setting up booby traps for the porch pirates.
Just imagine punji sticks coming out of the ground like Rambo.
Yeah, right. Was it like the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark? Like a poison fucking dart goes in their neck or something?
So,
like what?
No, they took the box.
You're stealing my package.
And then they took used diapers from their kids with shit in it. And then they loaded up the
box
with diapers with shit. It's good. Here's what these guys did. This was just in the newspaper too the other day.
Ohio or Florida?
I think this may have been here, Yerk.
Illinois.
Yeah. Meller, was this here? Was that story here? I got it somewhere. We could talk about it on the show today.
All right, either way, what ends up happening?
So these guys don't give a shit about anything. They found out that they had gotten got. They went back to the house.
Oh, no.
They opened up the box. They rubbed the diapers all over their door. And then they went to a local farm. They picked up manure.
They put manure
all over their porch.
Fresh manure.
And on their car.
Oh, my God.
They don't care that they've
animals.
Been caught.
Wow.
They took it up another notch.
It was actually in Austin, Texas.
Texas. Oh,
Texas. There we go. State capital of Texas.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
No, that's brutal. Absolutely brutal. And something got stolen off of my porch.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Well, you got punk neighborhood kids around you. I understand. Hey, kids digging up the stop sign over by him.
Unless it was misdelivered, and it was a valuable
item, Carmen.
It was.
Wait, what happened?
It was something that Maker's Mark had sent to me, and it was valuable. I mean, it got.
Did you get the picture that it was delivered on your?
I got the.
They have to take a picture now.
What happened was. The guy from Maker's Mark had reached back out, and he said, hey, did you ever get what he had sent? And I said, no. And he goes, are you serious? He said, it was delivered, and I never heard from you, and I was surprised. I said, I don't have it. Never got it. And I always wondered about it because, like, months went by, and I figured maybe he just never sent it, you know? And then when he did some digging and found out that UPS, I think it was UPS, it wasn't an Amazon thing. It was like a UPS drop, and it was like, no, it was delivered at your porch at this time on this day. Gone. Never got it.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was a pretty valuable bottle of Maker's Mark.
Did he resend it?
No.
Or is he like, no. Oh, you're
not,
out of
like,
luck.
Fuck
not,
Carmen.
There's not 50 of those.
You fucking asshole. You know, he's like, you had your chance. Somehow you fucked it up. I don't know
what
how.
What made it so valuable?
It was their fall release from 2000, maybe 20, which was like, it was my favorite bottle of bourbon of the year, actually.
Oh, my God.
It was their fall release.
The whiskey
and
of the year.
They just, like Yurko said, it's like those fall releases, they don't have a lot of it. This was already, like, he was sending it a year later, so they probably, you know, and it was just, he knew how much I'd liked it, and I never had a bottle of my own, and he goes, I'm going to send you one, and never.
That could be the new move, kind of like donating to the human fund, where you can tell friends that, hey, did you get my,
but he did show me the receipt.
Oh, he did.
That's classic, Sylvie.
I sent you a really expensive bottle.
No, I sent it. You never, a porch pirate must have gotten it.
Yeah, man, that sucks. I'll file something at UPS, but really, Carm, I think we're out of luck now.
That's amazing. So
I still have from Maker's Mark. I don't know if you remember.
Which one?
The White Sox championship one.
I have
one. With the black. You still have yours, too?
Unopened. Yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah. I'll probably never open it.
Is that worth something?
Probably not. Zetterin, Danny gave me that as a Christmas gift 1 year. Yeah. I have it. I've never opened it. I probably won't. I don't know that it's worth anything, to be honest. There's... To another buyer, what's the significance? They obviously can't put Sox on there. It's not
right.
A licensed thing, but they dipped it in the black and white wax, and so everybody knew if you're in Chicago and you're a Sox fan and you got one, you know the significance. But I doubt it's really worth anything. I just like the look of it, and I like that the bottle's full. I'll probably
would
never
the whiskey
open it.
Taste better because it's been
no
in the
probably
it's,
not.
It's not like aging.
Once it comes out of the oak, the aging process
yeah,
you know, the aging process stops.
Doesn't age yeah. in a bottle.
Does right, liquor right. ever go bad?
I mean, if you keep it in sunlight. Yeah, if you kept it in sunlight. Spirits are harder to go bad because there's so much alcohol content. Like wine and beer have much lower alcohol content. So if any air does get in or if it's in sunlight or if it's kept in hot temperatures, it will go bad. It's harder to ruin an unopened spirit because it's got such a high alcohol content. Because it's, you know, 40, 50, 60% ABV. So it's not going to go as bad as quickly.
All right. So should we wrap this thing?
Yeah,
what are you guys hard over? Anything you guys brought to you by Blue Chew?
I got to say, we always like to look for an NFL game that we're a little hard over. And back in the spring when the schedule came out or even 4 weeks ago, you wouldn't have said it, but kind of hard over Eagles-Jags. Doug Peterson going back and the Jags having some teeth. And Mike and I talked about that game. We broke it down a little on Odds Couple. But, I'm a little hard for that game. We were hard for Bills and Dolphins. That one delivered. This will be up against the Bears game, so we'll be juggling and watching both. But I'm hard for Jags and Eagles this weekend.
Well, I mentioned it yesterday. I'm hard for what's going on in the EPL. You got North London Derby, Arsenal and Tottenham. And you also got a Manchester Derby. Manchester United going up against Manchester City.
Nice.
United undermanned going against City. See if their new manager can find a way to motivate the boys.
Sounds good.
I'm hard over. I think this is the obvious one, Bucks and Chiefs.
Bucks and Chiefs.
Probably the last matchup between these two teams unless they both get to the Super Bowl again.
Last Brady Mahomes matchup unless they go to the Super Bowl.
And then remember the drama that goes into this. Tampa hosting the game after what Florida has gone through. They've had to be in Miami and everything. And the Chiefs coming off of that surprising loss in Indy. So there, I think there's a lot on the line for. Well, I don't know if there's a lot on the line or this early.
Yeah,
in the
week
season for
four,
any team.
Right?
We
especially
just talked
those
the
teams.
Other day. Yeah,
you know.
But
it'll be a good game.
Yeah, it's Sunday
be.
Night. We
Sunday
get the
night.
Solo spotlight. I hope the primetime games so far have been dog shit.
They've been shit. They really have. It's kind of. It's like wow. I mean, they've all been shit. So hopefully,
including the one that we were.
Yeah, it was fucking.
Well, I keep trying to tell you guys about this league right now.
I don't disagree with you. It's October, and there's just good teams know they have plenty of time.
But your better football's ahead of them because of the way they treat the preseason. They treat the preseason like it's nothing.
100% agree.
So now the first 4 weeks of the regular season become what the preseason should have been.
100% agree.
Right.
So that's why I think October, November,
Unhinged. Use the promo code Unhinged. You'll get a month's supply free.
So if you were looking for, like, a concussion breakdown, this Unhinged isn't the spot. Just check out the Carmen and Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie podcast.
Yes.
And then our show that we're hosting here at Legends will be up later in the day for a little more hardcore breakdown on that and some other fun.
And even though he's not here, why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
Especially because he's not here.